Will Trump Rx save you money on prescriptions? The Trump administration launched the new website this month. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to explain how Trump Rx works are Altev Community Pharmacy owner Manny Iyanjoke and 3Access Advisors President Antonio Chacha. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Antonio.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Antonio, what exactly is Trump Rx? You can't buy prescriptions directly from this website, can you?
No, you cannot. It is essentially what I would call a coupon aggregator. There are about a few dozen medicines that have been announced as participants in the Trump Rx drug pricing program. They are for select brand name medications. Some of them are popular, some of them are not. Many of them have generic alternatives already, but essentially, many drug manufacturers will already offer cash-paying customers, meaning those who are paying for drugs outside of their insurance plan, for coupons where they can get deep discounts relative to the bloated and inflated list prices of those drugs. Trump Rx essentially grabs a bunch of those manufacturer assistance programs and coupons and houses them under one umbrella, largely built on the platform that has already been built and used for similar instances by the company called GoodRx.
So, Antonio, what kind of medications are listed? You said several dozen.
Yeah, so we're looking at a certain number of medications. Some of them are medicines for contraception. You're looking for drugs that also help with infertility. So many of them are products that, again, have already got generic alternatives. So for the most part, you're not really getting anything that's going to be substantially interesting. Now, the one thing that will grab the headlines are there are some GLP-1s, the weight loss drugs that are very, very hot in the consumer market. Again, you're not going to find unique savings relative to what you can already find in the manufacturer's websites already. But again, if you're looking for a one-stop shop for manufacturer prices, Trump Rx is essentially another GoodRx that aggregates more of those coupons.
Mm-hmm. Manny, what are the questions you're hearing most often from your customers? Are people confused about Trump Rx?
So we haven't gotten quite a lot of questions on the Trump Rx card. A lot of people, everyone is looking for better discounts on medications. So that's usually where we think that a lot of people might have questions on. But ultimately, for me as a pharmacist, I think there's a lot more value beyond just the price of the medications, their interactions, and a bunch of other things that are valid clinical concerns that I typically have whenever patients are getting a medication in a from multiple pharmacies or multiple source points.
Manny, does your pharmacy accept the coupons available through Trump Rx? My understanding is that not all pharmacies necessarily do.
Yeah, so we treat it on a case-by-case basis because just like Antonio said, it's aggregating basically different coupon prices across different networks. It's very hard to say what those discounts turn out to be and what price basis they're using to reimburse pharmacies. Any program that provides cheaper access to medications is always welcome, but ultimately we know as an independent pharmacy, we can't continue to dispense medications at a loss. So it's really on a case-by-case basis, but most of the time what I find is that beyond the brand name medications that don't have generic alternatives, for most medications, we're typically able to offer a better discount than any coupons out there from our pharmacy network ourselves.
Hmm. Using generics or something like that?
Yes.
I see. And you were talking about how there's more to it than just price when you're dealing with patient questions. Do you mean that you as a pharmacist can talk to them about things like drug interactions and side effects? And is that what you mean when you mention that?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. A lot of times, even patients who are using multiple pharmacies, I typically discourage patients from doing that because when multiple medications are filled at different pharmacies, it leaves a room for no pharmacy having the full picture of what's going on medically, right? They might not have an understanding that they're on X amount of medications. And quite frankly, a lot of times there are many interactions that we need to look out for, and everyone is different, right? An interaction might not be significant for every single person taking two medications that interact. And it really, you know, leaves a gap of care when a patient is getting multiple medications at different pharmacies. And the same thing applies here too. When that one pharmacy doesn't have a full picture of all you're taking, there's room for a lot of errors and harm in some cases.
We're talking about Trump Rx, how it works, and whether it can save you money. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. So, Antonio, you mentioned generics. It sounds like drugs aren't always less expensive on Trump Rx if there are generic alternatives. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I'll give you a couple examples. There's a product called Tycosin. The Trump Rx price is a discount off of the already bloated manufacturer list price, but you could get it on Trump Rx for $672 a fill. If you get that same drug in the generic form from someone like Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company, you can get that drug for around $10. A drug like Protonix, Trump Rx has a list has a discounted price of $361 for the brand name. The generic can be bought at Cost Plus Drugs for $21.79. So I think it's important when you're a consumer, and this is part of the value of knowing your trusted pharmacist, is that the pharmacist has the ability to make those types of substitutions in real time for brand versus generic drugs. If you are somebody who demands a brand name drug and want to overpay for it, by all means, you have the right to do so, and you can get that discounted rate through Trump Rx. But if you're looking to save a lot of money, often generic drugs, which are the same active ingredients, no real differences from the FDA's perspective, then you can save hundreds of dollars. And you can do so not just by going to the generic route, but again, also shopping around to different pharmacies.
So, Antonio, is Trump Rx at all helpful for people who have private insurance or Medicare or Medicaid, or is it primarily or only for people who don't have insurance?
It serves a very niche marketplace for people who lack coverage. So you're correct. It doesn't necessarily make sense if you are a Medicare beneficiary to use Trump Rx. If you have insurance or pharmacy coverage through your employer, it wouldn't necessarily make sense. If you are a Medicaid beneficiary, most Medicaid patients pay nothing or very little for their medicines. So really, you should always use your Medicaid benefits if you are enrolled in that program. But there is a small segment of the marketplace. I mentioned one of the drugs for infertility. It is offering significant savings through the Trump Rx program. Again, it is from the manufacturer ultimately. If you are somebody and you have a drug that doesn't have a generic alternative, and you could qualify for these types of discounts, I want to be clear, just because it isn't necessarily a unilateral benefit for every patient ever, there are many patients that fall through the cracks. And so whether it's Trump Rx or the direct manufacturer assistance programs, those are very valid ways for consumers to try and get savings at the pharmacy counter.
Manny, Antonio was just talking about Mark Cuban's Cost Plus Drugs, but those, it sounds like those generics would be available through your pharmacy or other brick and mortar pharmacies too, right? Is it important to talk to your pharmacist about generic alternatives and what they might be able to save you?
Yeah, I think, just like Antonio said, I mean, Cost Plus, the model of Cost Plus is not new at all in independent pharmacy space. We're thankful to have folks like Mark Cuban who have been championing it and, you know, putting it out there, letting people know that there is a better way to source medications that are more affordable. So we do Cost Plus at our pharmacy as well for those who, like Antonio said, fall through the cracks. Maybe they have a high deductible for a generic medication that they are probably never going to meet that deductible. In those cases, it's very valuable to have that Cost Plus model. But a lot of pharmacies already offer that. Many independent pharmacies do. I think the key thing is just discussing with your pharmacist and weighing all options. They're usually more better positioned to identify what's best in the long term, right? And then you have a lot of people who, in cases where they have brand name medications, they might have a higher deductible, but you know, when they use any coupon or discount cards, a lot of times those discounts don't necessarily apply to their deductible. So while it might save them some money in the short term, in the long term, it might be more expensive. So those are all the things that one has to look at, and really asking your pharmacist and having that conversation is one of the things I think will help people give a lot of clarity in navigating those problems.
That is just so complicated. I know I deal with deductible math for my family all the time, and it can be very frustrating. So, Antonio, do you want to weigh in on that? I mean, even if the cash price is lower than your insurance copayment, that wouldn't count towards your deductible and could end up costing you more in the long run. Are these like calculations people have to make on this stuff?
Yeah, this is the stuff that bothers me as a drug pricing nerd, right? Because, you know, as somebody who lives and breathes this stuff every day, even I can get lost in the minutia and the weeds, let alone if you're a sick patient focused on, you know, your disease, let alone trying to figure out the nuances and complexities of a rigged and totally out of control and complex prescription drug supply chain. We have a problem in the United States that there are poor incentives for the entire drug channel to charge reasonable prices. So in essence, we have a system of bloated and inflated sticker prices with the idea that you're supposed to find discounts along the way. Well, the challenge is that the higher the prices are, the greater disparity there is between the winners and losers. Government programs often insulate themselves by mandating the biggest discounts that go to them. And then for all of us that essentially then buy the drugs in the open market, we're stuck with that bloated price tag at the pharmacy counter and have to rely on insurance companies and pharmacy benefit managers to insulate us from those costs. You assume that your insurance plan is going to give you the best deal. Oftentimes they don't. And that's not even considering the fundamental mathematics that you have to do to figure out whether or not you should try to work towards your deductible or not. So in general, the patient is often under-equipped to do the calculus necessary to figure out what is best for them. And the unfortunate side effect is that many of them will choose to either go without things that they need, like groceries and bills, or they'll forego the medicines or ration them altogether.
Hmm. Antonio, when I think about really expensive medications, I think of things like cancer drugs. Are medications like that available on TrumpRx or coupons for them?
Yeah, you're looking at a very niche amount of medicines within the TrumpRx platform. Cancer medications are typically going to be considered specialty drugs. The challenge with specialty drugs is that those insurance companies and pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, often own the marketplace. The way the system works is that PBMs who work on behalf of those insurance companies negotiate with pharmacies like Manny's to figure out essentially what the negotiated price will be for those medicines. Those PBMs are Fortune 15 companies. They're larger than the drug companies and the pharmacies at this point. They are conflicted because they own their own pharmacies as well. So under your benefit plan, they might say, hey, you have to get this cancer medicine at this pharmacy. And this pharmacy just so happens to be the one that PBM's parent company owns. So they could tell you, the patient, you have to get your cancer drug from the pharmacy that they own. And the beauty of that is they get to set the prices of those medicines. A recent report from the Federal Trade Commission showed how drugs like generic Gleevec, which is very popular medicine for leukemia, were being marked up thousands of percentage points because of the PBM's ability to steer the drug to their own pharmacy and set whatever rate of payment they can for the company that they own. So a lot of times these cancer medicines or popular medicines for multiple sclerosis are in a very protected channel that you're not able to find discounts for outside or inside the insurance-based system.
Hmm. Manny, that must make it very complicated for independent pharmacists like you.
Yeah, it is. And to add to the fact that a lot of these quote-unquote specialty medications don't have any consistent definition across every single PBM, even makes it more complicated. We've had several cases where we've come across specialty medications that we've been able to fill, And the definition of specialty just varies based on who the plan or provider is. So that just adds another layer of complication to the whole problem that we have in the drug supply chain right now.
So Manny, what's the best way to figure out the lowest price for the medications you need if you're a patient sitting here wondering, you know, how to go about that?
Yeah, I think the best thing, again, maybe I might be biased being a pharmacist myself, but I think the pharmacist is truly, your local pharmacist that you can speak to is truly more equipped to help you navigate this than anything. A lot of times, just because a specialty medication is classified as specialty doesn't mean you can't pay cash for it at a much better rate. The specialty restriction only prevents non-specialty pharmacists from billing the insurance for those specialty medications. So if someone happened to be taking a generic specialty medication, they might be able to save by just having their local pharmacy fill it without insurance and, you know, give them a cost plus model for that medication. So it's just, there's just so much variability that at the end of the day, what I always recommend people is find your trusted pharmacist, bring the questions to them, and they are better equipped to help you navigate this.
And Antonio, do you have any advice for people who maybe want to look online, want to use coupons if they don't have insurance? What's the best way to find that best price? Is it always best to talk to a pharmacist?
Whether you are a patient or you are an employer paying for benefits, or you're a government program that's buying drugs for Medicaid beneficiaries or anybody else, my policy has always been distrust but verify. We have found thousands and thousands of dollars of savings on just individual prescriptions by doing something as simple as just looking online or calling up a cost plus independent pharmacy. What I recommend to anybody who faces a bloated tab at the pharmacy counter is, I'll echo what Manny said, talk to the pharmacist first. And if you can't get sufficient answers, usually you will, but if you can't, start looking online. GoodRx, SingleCare, Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company, TrumpRx, right? I know that sounds exhaustive. It sounds annoying. The system is annoying, unfortunately. But if you are in a position where you are trying to afford your medicines without rationing your care or foregoing the medicines altogether, you will be your best asset to ensure that you don't get ripped off by our convoluted and self-interested prescription drug supply chain.
This is an unfair question to ask you, Antonio, because we've only got a minute left, but what would it take to make prescription prices lower overall in the U.S.? You've talked about the flaws in the system.
Yeah, so the number one is we need to decrease our addiction to discounting. I know that sounds crazy because who doesn't want a discount? Public policy has cemented the idea that the list prices of drugs will be absurd, ridiculous, and out of the solar system. And so manufacturers get away with charging whatever list prices they want without any sort of meaningful threat of lowering prices as a form of competition. Instead, we ask drug companies to give discounts, and they do. They give massive discounts, about $350 billion per year. But unfortunately for the patient, they don't always get those discounts. They don't flow through the system. They get chewed up and eaten up by intermediaries in the drug supply chain. So we need a system of actual low prices rather than a system of bloated prices and then disparate access to the discounts.
Wow. Well, you've given us lots to think about and lots of homework to find our best prices for the drugs we all rely on. I've been talking with Alteb community pharmacy owner Manny Iyanjoke and 3Access Advisors president Antonio Chacha. Thank you both so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director is Carlos Lopez Cornu. If you miss our program live, you can find Cincinnati Edition wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lucy May. Thank you so much for listening. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for our Friday news review.